Welcome to Happiness in Spite Of with Coach Kamisha, where I use my wisdom, knowledge, tools, experiences, and resources to empower you to create the life you deserve and desire. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This week, I want to talk about boundaries. And in this particular conversation about boundaries, it's not the typical boundaries conversation that even I myself am used to. Normally, when people talk about boundaries, they talk about knowing when to say no, knowing how to say no, knowing where you begin and someone else ends. But this particular conversation, I want to talk about the enmeshment between two people. And where this topic came from is I was watching Sisters, Tyler Perry's Sisters, that comes on, I think it comes on OWN, BET, not sure which network. And if you have not watched the episode that aired June, I believe 29th, June 30th, then you don't want to listen to this podcast yet, because I'm going to be discussing some of what happened on that particular episode. But I want to discuss the lack of boundaries that Karen had in that episode. And if you don't watch the show, it's a show about four friends who are all best friends, but you can clearly tell that two of the young ladies have a closer relationship than the other two. Like, it's two separate couples, but they're all best friends. And the one friend has makes poor relationship decisions in the eyes of the other friend. And Andy is the one who makes the poor relationship decisions in the eyes of her best friend, Karen. And Andy's boyfriend has asked her to marry him. And Karen disapproves of the marriage, to the point where she gets angry, and she says that she will not participate, she will not be in the wedding, because she believes that her friend, her best friend, is committing suicide by being with this gentleman. And when I watch this show, it gives me goosebumps, because it is such a lack of boundaries. Anytime a person is more angry about your decision of what to do with your life, or anytime you are more angry about someone's decision of what they want to do with their life, that is a lack of boundaries. Because what boundaries are, essentially, are the property lines between two people. And yes, we are human, so we don't always nail this 100%, because we have emotions and we love people and we care about people. And oftentimes we want what's in the best interest of people. And sometimes it can be frustrating or it can be disappointing, but we also still must acknowledge that our life is ours to live and their life is theirs to live. As parents, this can be something that can be particularly difficult, because we want to control our children's decisions or heavily, you know, influence, manipulate, control, all of those things, our children's decisions. So it can be particularly challenging. But oftentimes we think of boundaries from the standpoint of the person who must enforce boundaries, the person who must say no, or the person who must say, I don't like that, or you can't do that to me, or the person who must separate themselves from other people. But a lack of boundaries is also when you are so enmeshed into someone else's life that you are so frustrated and angry with the person that you can't even be their friend. You can't even be there. And the other two friends in the show, Sabrina and Danny, were saying it's her life. She has to choose. And what we will do is be there to support her. But Karen was so enmeshed, as if it was her life, as if it was her who was getting married, that she could not step outside of her emotions just to be there and to support her friend. Because we oftentimes have to think about, what is the goal here? If the goal is to be a person's friend, if the goal is to have a relationship, what essentially she did was she made Andy's decision about her. Yes, you can have feelings about a person's decision, but it should not be to the point where you are feeling it as if it is happening to you. Because it's not your life, and it's not your choice, and it's not your decision. So what I saw, I'm also part of a Facebook group where we have dialogue about the group, about the show. And there were a lot of different opinions. Some people said that they thought Karen was jealous, the friend who was not supportive, because she actually left. They were all like at the wedding and she actually left. And later the friend decided she didn't want to get married. And she said, I don't want to, you know, marry him, after all of her friends said, I don't think, you know, this is what you should do. Some people gave credit to her friend leaving, saying that's what opened her eyes. But it's a script. So we'll never know, you know, unless it's written into the script, because it's a TV show. And sometimes we can get so enmeshed into TV shows that we begin living them and thinking as if they are real, because that's kind of what they're designed to do. They're designed to take our minds off of our real life and put us into other places and situations. But we must always remember they're actors and actresses. But part of what gets us so engulfed in these shows is that we can relate, and they're relatable. And so I just want to speak from that point of understanding boundaries, let you know where you start, where you end, where someone else starts, and where someone else ends. And really taking a moment to re-examine your friendships and re-examine your relationships. And are you more angry or more upset or more frustrated than someone else is? And I know that there have been times in my life where I've had poor boundaries. There's been times that I've actually gotten to physical altercations because someone disrespected someone that I loved, and I was more angry than the person who actually experienced the disrespect. And that was a sign that my boundaries were not strong. And I had to examine, what is my role here? You're sharing this with me to be a support. You know, you're sharing this with me to be your friend. You are the person who's experiencing it. I'm not experiencing it. And so thinking about who I need to be, because in the show, with her friend walking out, now she doesn't have support. And if he is an abuser, and if he is not healthy, then how does you removing yourself from being her friend support her or help her? Or how are you even any different than what he is? And I do believe in relationships, there should be a healthy, safe way to say, I don't approve of this, or I disagree, but I support you, because ultimately it is the person's decision. And in the show, she told her friend, tell him no. You were telling her what decision she needed to make about her life. And that is a representation of poor boundaries. And there was even confusion, because the friend saw it one way. The friend Karen saw it one way. He's being controlling. He's being a narcissist by planning this wedding and not telling you. When she said, no, that's not what happened. On our first date, I told him I wanted a surprise wedding, and he brought that to pass. And that reminds me, and she said, you guys don't get. You don't get to see the Gary that I see. And that reminds me how we have to be mindful to know and not be so arrogant as to think that we know everything. We must trust that people have their own journey and their intuition and their internal guiding system will lead them in the direction of their journey, will tell them exactly what they need to do and what they do not need to do on their journey. We also need to know that we don't know all of the facts because it's not our life. And oftentimes when our friends come to vent to us, they are doing just that. Just because they don't share every intimate detail or every good thing that happens or every great thing that a person does for them does not mean that they're not happening. Maybe they didn't feel the need to talk about that. Maybe they do need you when the hard things are happening. But to be a friend and to be there for someone, or to choose to be that part of a friend, means exactly that. And you also have the right to say, hey, I can't handle this. I can't handle being your friend and hearing this information. So I wish you would not tell me. At least that way your friend knows where you stand. And that's your right too. And that's practicing healthy boundaries. But anytime, again, you are more upset about something that happens to a person than the person it's actually happening to, I encourage you to examine your boundaries. So tell me what you think. Please leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. Send me a DM. Shoot me an email at Kamisha@KamishaTerrell.com. Shoot me a DM on social media. Leave a comment. I'd love to hear a comment. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave me a positive review. I love you. I love you. I love you. And until next time, make it a great day. Mwah.